Oh, that was nice. It's so fun to get to look at your faces while we're meditating. I see little smiles. It's so cute. We have a bit of time left. I almost just kept going till 9. I'm deciding if I want to come back to that old format where I just kept going all the way to the end and then just stop the recording, and then we spoke more on the second call of the month. But it's nice to have a little moment if anyone wants to share something. It's very rare that we do this kind of meditation where I really hone in on a structure in the body without going into content. And I'm just curious if anybody wants to share anything about how it feels to be the consciousness offering your brain new information. I'm in the dark. Oh, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Julie. Hi, everyone. I was very awake and very focused at this meditation. I just wanted to share something in that when you were telling us that it's okay to just relax, the mind relax and let the heart take over. I literally, what flashed in my mind from that moment is like, my mind went on vacation. Like, okay, I'm on vacation. Call me when you need me.
Yes.
It was literally like that. And I had a big smile on my face. I felt really light. And there was, you know, my mind was clear, no noise, nothing. It just sort of just like, it was quiet. Literally, it was I saw my mind. I'm at the beach. I picture the sand. I'm at the beach. I'm on vacation. Let me know when you need me. It was really good.
Oh, that's so cool. Because it really is.
And yeah, no, this is big because I totally recognize. So I freeze. I'm somebody who just sort of like, I kind of lose it. But, you know, I get into my brain and you need to be away from people when that happens.
Yep.
But the great thing is I have a partner, my husband, who literally takes over because I think he's probably the passion, the one, the number two, the second one, where he just like everything, he just takes over and he's great on the spot thinking, just, you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
So that's his strength. So that's great for me. But I also recognize that as I'm learning, going through things, these lessons in life, I'm recognizing myself not responding the same way I used to in the past and not be as worried. I feel like there's a lot more trusting in the universe and a lot more recognizing how I used to think, my old me used to be. That's the best way to describe. My old me would be like this. And I was like, okay, I'm seeing or I'll recognize parts of that old me sort of wanting to come up. But then because I see it, I choose to like pivot and do things. If and just or remind myself, like, don't worry, it's all going to work out. Things always work out for us. Or it's just, this is just another lesson. And I feel like the more I have recognized the pattern of these lessons in my life, the better I am at dealing with it. Because there were moments in my past, maybe even just like 5 years ago, where it's almost like I would compare it to like a trigger, like my old child self would get triggered. And so I would respond the same way. And I'd be, you know, almost like, you know, I'm not getting my way. I'm upset. I'm angry. I don't like feeling like this. I don't like feeling vulnerable. Or it's almost like, I can't believe this is happening again. You know, that sort of talk. And then in the past, I've recognized where I almost gave up and where I sort of just, I kind of just stay quiet and I stay to myself. And that's where my husband kind of takes over and figures out ways to resolve until I'm calm enough to kind of not be so emotional and be able to, you know, get on with it. But I'm recognizing that I no longer go through that pattern. So I'm more, a lot more present. And I'm also recognizing myself, like I can see my response. So I think even just from 8 months ago, 8-9 months ago when we met, I'm a lot better at handling. I'm just a lot more calmer in general.
And it happens fast. It happens fast, right? Like once, it's incredible. Like once we start understanding how to just go into whatever's going on and actually hold the space and be in a responsive energy towards it, and things start shifting. Yeah. Some of the transformations are so fast, and you're kind of like, I would not have done that 8 months ago.
It's fast now that I can look back. But at the moment, I remember being frustrated, thinking like, okay, I can feel it again. I'm going through that same emotional reaction. And I'm like, okay, let me meditate. Let me relax. Let me remember that, you know, I'm just going through the same triggers I've spotted in the past, whatever emotional trigger. So I think in the beginning, it's frustrating. Although I know that I'm moving in the right direction, because I'm recognizing it, right? At the time, I'm recognizing it, but it's not happening fast enough. But now that I know that, okay, I'm seeing it, it's happening. I'm not reacting the same way. I'm like, okay, all right. I think I'm so much better now.
And that's something else. Like it's like the most frustrating part of transformation or the growth process is, it's like at first we're doing something, we're in a pattern and we don't even know we're in a pattern, you know, and then like we start receiving information and we start understanding, oh fuck, I go in that pattern. But then that middle place is when you go in the pattern and you see yourself going in the pattern and you know you're going into the pattern, but you're not able to not go into the pattern, you know?
But you're mad at yourself because you're like, I'm going into that pattern again. Dang it.
Salut, Raju. Yeah. And then like the third phase is when you're actually able to, you catch yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going into the pattern.
Yes.
And then you have enough space to have another response. And that starts happening. You're like, woo, okay.
It's so
like,
good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets easier and easier after that. Cause you're kind of like, oh,
yes.
See it coming. You're like, sneaky. I see you coming. Let me give you a hug. I got you. You know?
It's interesting because a lot's happened in the last couple of months for me that I know my old me would have dealt with things differently. And I feel so much more balanced and not as emotionally charged or emotionally triggered like I would normally be in the past. So I recognize the change. So thanks so much. Yeah. And so this was really good because it's, as I'm focusing on shining the light, like moving from my heart to my brain. And that's so true. And that's something that I think in practice now I'm recognizing more, and you've sort of explained it into words, is that to allow my heart to do the thinking and not my head. And I think when you said it in the words, it's like my brain got it. And it's like, yep, okay, I'm going on vacation. See ya. And I was like, yes, okay, yeah, that's it. That's what I needed to do. Yeah. So thank you.
Cool. Oh my God, thank you. Yoo-hoo! Oh. Louise, I just love the little smiles that you had going on.
I feel very refreshed.
Yes.
I feel refreshed. I can't think of a better word. Like, but it's not an invigorated feeling. I just feel refreshed. And whenever you said to imagine the color blue in our brain, that was awesome. Like that was my whole head was just the sweetest, softest blue, and it felt great. I don't know why. It felt really very, very nice.
No, but silvery light blue is an awesome color for the brain structure. I don't know why.
I thought it was, I was a little slow going there for me at the beginning, like just trying to, sometimes the visualizations are a little difficult to access at first. And I guess I'm really wanting to have a feeling associated with this as well. Like I want to have an experience something. And I did. It was very, very, very pleasant. I thank you so much. I'm going to use this. I think that whole visual technique of just like shining up and offering up from my heart into my head, because, you know, just in general, and the person I interact with the most is my 13-year-old daughter. This is very helpful for this relationship, right? And all relationships, but just to respond from my heart and not. Anyway, it's very useful. Thank you very much. It's so nice to see you and everyone.
Refreshed. I love it. I feel refreshed. Thank you, Louise. Okay, anybody else want to share? It's up to you. We can share, we can end the call, whatever. I'm okay either way. I see a little face popping up there. What? I love hearing you share, but please don't ever feel obligated to. Just, I'm happy to see you, see your faces.
I'll share a little bit about. At one point, I felt like my whole body freaked out.
Okay.
I feel like my head came up very aggressively, and I felt in my brain stem and like this tightness.
Mm-hmm.
It got really tight. Almost like it was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so unconscious, because I was just laying here, deep meditation. All of a sudden, like, I'm this impulsive, like, need to, like, just move my body up and open my eyes wide open.
Your brainstem's like, what's going on here?
Yeah. And then I rest my head back and I close my eyes again and I went back. But it was, it almost felt like when, like, you're sleeping and maybe you all of a sudden you wake up because you had like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize it was just like a bad dream.
Yeah. Was I already starting to say it's safe to relax by then?
Yes.
It's an incredible mantra to say, because like for parts of you it's like, really? And other ones are like, no. And then you kind of get to see like, oh, okay, that needs to be held. And like, whew. So what happened once you kind of went back into,
I was able to tighten, go deeper into my heart and go onto the cushion, like you said. I could feel stuff where I imagine my brainstem is, where I felt it mostly just start to kind of dissolve and relax.
Good.
But I just have to relax more and just allow myself to relax more. And really hold on to the feeling of giving myself permission to.
Yeah, because it's a conditioning, right? It's like most of us have been conditioned. I remember when I first started working with a healer 25 years ago, Patricia, she was like, the first thing she did, she's like, all she could do, she's like, she spent an hour, all she could do is tell my brainstem, stand down. That's all she could do for an hour, because my brainstem's like, what's going on here? Who are you? What do you want? What do you?
Yeah.
So, you know, some of our systems are like, the volume's like, and so, yeah, you being the governor, like, I like the way you said it, allowing yourself to relax more and more. There's like super intense techniques you can use for that. Like Wim Hof is an excellent example of a non-meditative, that's not the right word, but you know, like you do that breath work where you freak out your fight flight system. And then it's like, it's all revved up. Cause you're like, you know, you're like, so your whole system's like, okay, something's going on. We got to fight. We gotta run away. We got to do something. And then you just like exhale and hold your breath for 2 minutes. And your whole system's like, we need to breathe, you know? And it's not true because you're fully oxygenated. So all you're doing during that time is letting that system know it's okay. Relax, relax, relax. And it's through this technique that he ended up being able to like kind of have access to parts of our brain, parts of our nervous system we're not even supposed to have access to, right? But it's another example of doing it, right? And then bringing in the relaxation, even when the body's completely freaking out through a controlled environment of breath work. It's super interesting. We're doing it gentler this way. You know?
Yeah. But I've actually looked into stuff a little bit on social media, and I'm thinking about getting like an ice bathtub for the summertime and trying like ice bath.
Yeah. I know you're in the same program as me, the AEP. So there's also, you know, at least there's Joey doing the breath work every once a week, which is that's already right. You know, at least it makes you do it at least once a week, you know, but breath work is amazing for that. We're retraining our survival brain to relax, to not freak out about stress. And then we can actually function with the stress. I'm like, all right, okay, my body's stressed out right now. What can I do about it? Instead of like, oh my God, I gotta do something, you know? Also, we're like, okay. Yeah. Probably doing breath work with you guys. I've learned other forms of breath work that are really cool from network chiropractors that I work with, but it'd be cool to do a workshop on that eventually. It'd be hard to do it in the context of a 2-hour call, though. I'm not too sure how I would do that. I'd have to figure out what that could look like. But ding ding, ideas on the menu. Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else want to share something?
I fell asleep. Caroline, very relaxing.
Caroline, you weren't first.
No. So was the other time as well.
Okay.
I figured that if I stop doing it, like eventually people will talk. No, just to say I fell asleep. So no, I'm in a hard time. So see you. Have a good evening.
Yep. Good night. Hey. All right, so Anna, Kimmy, do you want to share something or want to just say hello or goodbye? Oh, there it is.
Sorry, we're working with our friend's device. Yeah, that was really nice. And I guess I knew we were both flight types, okay, but you really confirmed it. Mm-hmm. I would love to, I think, talk to you about it more because there's like, yeah, anyways. For me, like, the experience was very smooth. And then at a certain point, like, just hearing a lot of, like, hearing again, like, screams kind of thing, like, mm-hmm. moments where my brainstem or nervous system would have freaked out from people screaming or me screaming or whatever as a kid. And then also noticing, like, oh, wow, there were memories of, like, seeing films that scared me, you know, specific moments that it was just like, oh, mm-hmm. that released, you know, and I realized, like, ooh, yeah, those were not good for me.
Yeah, no, me too. I've been noticing some scary movies from my childhood that it's like, man, that was traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the conspiracy theorist in me is like, that's why they do it. That's why they make these movies. But anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was an interesting realization. And then, yeah, just really smooth. Thank you.
Yeah, very smooth. Yes. Meditation. Yeah. I heard Kemi, but I don't. There you. There he is.
Yeah. And in my case, where it really started kicking. Whoop. Okay.
Oh,
whoops. Oh, you're doing fine. All right. So, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. This is a bit awkward, but
it's okay.
So, where it really started kicking in for me was also with the blue and the silver particles, which actually became kind of like a silver, kind of like a staff, but with liquid silver, I don't know, kind of like a sort of liquid covered silver staff that basically took care of clearing, you know, my lower cortex. Yeah, basically what needed to be cleaned out.
Nice.
So yeah, and then all of a sudden I get this feeling, yeah, and the color light blue does really help. And the yeah, just let the liquid silver do its job. And then after that, it felt like kind of like empty compartments, you know.
Yes.
Empty compartments where a bunch of stuff used to be.
No. Woo. It's decluttering the mind.
Yeah, so that was really good.
Oof. That's so cool. And it's funny because, like, for our ego, that can be really scary, you know. It's like no, but I need to keep these things, you know, like I don't want it to be empty. It's like, it's way better if it's empty, because then it can actually function in real time, you know.
Yeah,
like, yeah, cool. Yes to the emptiness.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay.
Thank you. And I guess I can't really show you much now because, wait, let's see. Can I show you? Can you see the city? Yeah, it's like the little,
some lights.
Lights there. All the little lights, they're all like the village. Down the mountain.
I didn't even know there was a village there earlier when you showed us the forest.
Yeah. Because like none of the lights were on. And then Panama is like right there. There's big mountains, a couple of volcanoes. Panama is like a 20-minute drive from here.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Very glad to be here. Super clean air. No energy grid.
Yay.
Hard to describe the energy grid in Canada is super intense. The energy grid in Mexico is much less dense. And then the energy grid here is like I don't know where it is. I don't think there is one. It's like, ah. Wonderful. All right. Well, it was very, very, very nice to see you. I'm glad that up in the mountain internet worked and we were able to have a call and it wasn't glitchy. And then in 2 weeks, it'll be a call by the beach. So come travel with me. And I hope you have a wonderful evening, everyone. It's very nice to see you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.